Today, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld made a detailed and defiant case for removing Saddam Hussein from power in Iraq. Rumsfeld was testifying before the House Armed Services Committee. He is the first cabinet-level official from the Bush administration to testify on Iraq before Congress. Rumsfeld pushed lawmakers to move quickly on a resolution authorizing force and not to wait on action from the United Nations. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
Rumsfeld could not have been more direct today as he delivered the administration's opening salvo in a public drive to convince lawmakers that action on Iraq is urgent.
No terrorist state poses a greater or more immediate threat to the security of our people and the stability of the world than the regime of Saddam Hussein in Iraq.
Rumsfeld gave short shrift to calls for specific evidence of an imminent threat from Iraq, in particular a nuclear threat. The last thing we want, he said, is a smoking gun. A gun smokes, he added, only after it has been fired.
Do we believe it is our responsibility to wait for a weapon of mass destruction, 9/11? Or is it the responsibility of free people to do something, to take steps to deal with such a threat before such an attack occurs?
At that point, an unidentified woman sitting behind Rumsfeld leaped up and offered an answer to his rhetorical question.
Yes, Mr. Rumsfeld, I think we need weapons inspections, not war. Why are you obstructing the inspections? Is this really about oil? How many civilians will be killed?
She and another woman, both carrying signs reading inspections, not war, were quickly escorted out of the hearing room by Capitol Police. Rumsfeld seized on the incident to further his own argument.
Of course, people like that are not able to go into Iraq and make demonstrations like that because they don't have free speech.
And Rumsfeld was curtly dismissive of Iraq's surprise offer on Monday to allow unconditional arms inspections immediately.
The goal isn't inspections. The goal is disarmament. That is what was agreed to by Iraq. That is what was understood by the United Nations.
Rumsfeld spoke shortly after President Bush thanked congressional leaders for committing to holding a vote on an Iraq resolution before adjourning next month. The president promised to propose language for such a resolution in the next few days. And Rumsfeld told lawmakers they should not wait for action at the UN before approving that measure.
Delaying a vote in Congress would send the wrong message, in my view, just as we are asking the international community to take a stand, and as we are cautioning the Iraqi regime to respond and consider its options.
And Rumsfeld pointedly reminded the panel that it was not President Bush who first advocated regime change in Iraq.
It was Congress that changed the objective of U.S. policy from containment to regime change by the passage of the Iraqi Liberation Act in 1998. The president is now asking Congress to support that policy.
Most panel members seem to be on board with Rumsfeld, though a few ask whether a war on Iraq might weaken the global campaign against terror.
The answer is that Iraq is part of the global war on terror. Stopping terrorist regimes from acquiring weapons of mass destruction is a key objective of that war. And we can fight all elements of the global war on terror simultaneously.
And Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Richard Myers assured the panel there's no question the U.S. is up to that task.
Our nation's military forces are ready and able to do whatever the president asks of them.
Rumsfeld said the president has not yet decided on military action, but he warned that an attack on Iraq would not be a matter of surgical airstrikes.
Anyone who thinks it's easy or clean or antiseptic is wrong. It is a terribly difficult, dangerous business.
Tomorrow, Secretary of State Colin Powell will be before another House committee. He'll testify about the difficult diplomatic road ahead. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.